Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Occasional worry is a normal part of life, but sometimes worry can become excessive, and it can interfere with everyday routines and quality of life. To talk about what can be done to help reduce excessive worry is Dr. Alyssa Rheingold. She's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Associate Director of the Sleep and Anxiety Program at MUSC. Dr. Rheingold, is some amount of worry constructive or helpful to us?
So worry is actually not necessarily a bad thing. We often tend to worry about health, finances, family problems, and sometimes thinking those things through can help us plan, it can help us take actions and problem solve and be useful.
And when is worry considered excessive worry?
If one is having difficulty controlling that anxiety and worry, if they're starting to have difficulty focusing on their day-to-day tasks, if it starts interfering with their sleep or relationships, then it could be problematic.
What can we do to manage worry or to prevent worry from becoming excessive worry?
There are a number of things that can be done. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is really helpful in preventing worry to becoming excessive. So trying to get enough sleep, exercise, diet, decreasing caffeine and alcohol and drugs, all can help decrease the potential for worry to get worse.
If someone finds that they're sort of stuck in a routine of worrying excessively, what steps can they take to make things better?
Definitely using support. Leaning on one support network is key to help them talk through worry. There's some strategies that can be helpful. Learning mindfulness type of techniques or relaxation strategies can help one learn to cope and manage their anxiety and worry. A small tip is if somebody is worrying at night before bed, is keeping a pen and paper by the bedside and jotting down those worries on a piece of paper. And sometimes just transferring them onto a piece of paper can free the mind a little bit to be able to relax before bed.
And when is it time for someone to consider therapy?
When that worry and anxiety really is interfering with functioning. Folks can't do their day-to-day tasks, that their sleep is extraordinarily disruptive. That's a sign that this worry is just not going to go away on its own and that seeking professional help is key.
And what is that therapy like that's most successful and helpful for someone who has excessive worry?
Well, the good news is that there is very effective treatments out there for worry and anxiety. The most effective treatments are, it's called cognitive behavioral therapy. There are also some medications that could be helpful out there as well. So it's really key to finding a provider that is specialized in the area of anxiety and worry in either cognitive behavioral therapy or effective medication management.
Are there any resources that you might mention about excessive worry?
There's a national organization called the Anxiety Disorders Association of America, and they have some wonderful resources to learn more about worry, to learn about cognitive behavioral therapy approaches, and to learn how to support people around you that might be worrying as well.
Dr. Rheingold, thanks for providing this information about steps that we can take to deal with excessive worrying.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.